The Noise Pop Podcast is brought to you in part by Amoeba Music. Known worldwide as the coolest independent music store, with the biggest, most diverse, and affordable selection of new and used vinyl, DVDs, and CDs found anywhere. With locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Hollywood, Amoeba is always where the action is. Whether you come to Amoeba to see your favorite band play a live in-store show, or you're asking for a recommendation from their knowledgeable staff, you'll have an experience you just can't get anywhere else. Let Amoeba be your ultimate source for inspiration. Visit them in-store or online at amoeba.com.
Welcome back to the Noise Pop Podcast, where we bring you the music and artists that you should be listening to. I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli, coming to you from the Noise Pop headquarters in San Francisco, California. Today, we're bringing you the second installment in our My Mix series. My Mix is like your own personal DJ set by some of the most influential artists making music today, and it gives you a window into the music that's influenced them. Here's the mix. Quantic is the moniker of English producer, composer, DJ, multi-instrumentalist, and really an all-around musical badass, Will Holland. So Will started his career on the Brighton-based electronic label True Thoughts, and along with artists like Bonobo, came to define the label's sound. Quantic's been crazy prolific for the past 15 plus years, releasing 18 studio albums with a number of Quantic projects, including notable collaborations with soul singer Alice Russell. Will lived most of his life in England, spent 7 years in Colombia, and now calls New York City home. And through it all, his music has jumped around a totally unique mix of genres. From electronica, to hip-hop, to trip-hop, to Latin funk and soul, to bossa nova, to cumbia, to tropicalia, and even more than that. His discography is seriously one of the most interesting and eclectic that I've ever heard. And this is why I wanted to sit down with him to discover and bring to you which musicians and songs have come to inspire his sound. Will met us earlier this month at Different First Studios here in San Francisco, and he shared with us songs and experiences that have shaped the music that he makes today. This is My Mix with Quantic. We're here at Different Fur. We're with Will Holland, who goes by Quantic, and you're originally from Worcestershire. And you've spent some time in Colombia. I think for a lot of our listeners, this might be an introduction to Quantic.
Hello there. Yeah, I'm a producer, musician. I was born in Worcestershire. Spent a good time in Brighton, England, where the record label True Thoughts that I'm on is based. And also I've recorded a lot in the United States and also in Colombia and in Puerto Rico. And I spent a lot of time, making all kinds of different records over the years. I've been making music for maybe professionally now for like maybe 16 years or so. So it's a lot of different music under my belt, but currently touring and just love what I do. So.
Tell me a little bit about when you were in Colombia and kind of how being in those surroundings shaped your sound.
Well, I started taking trips to Panama, to Puerto Rico, and playing a lot in the States, particularly New York. And I traveled down to Colombia and just really enjoyed it. And I thought, I should take out 6 months and go there. And 6 months turned into 6 years pretty quick. And it just became a really nice place to be based. I was looking for more freedom as far as space to record, you know, as a musician. And also I'm a bit of a hoarder, so like I collect a lot of different like studio equipment and instruments and records. And I just end up with a lot of things. And, you know, space in England is a premium. It's a small island. It's expensive. Like rent is very, very expensive, especially for a musician. And Colombia was a good alternative, economically speaking, but also culturally speaking as well. It's fantastic to be there.
I was listening to an interview that you did recently, and something that you said in it really spoke to me. You were talking about how you were getting into Jamaican music, and how you were thinking about going to Jamaica for a while, and you kind of like half jokingly said, or at least a residency of a month. And I think that resonated with me because, you know, I always think the most powerful thing you could do is to put your mind and your brain and your physical person in a different location and see what it does to you. So why is it so important for you? I mean, it seems like you've really embraced like that concept of you have to be in that space, in that place, in that geographic location to really like feel the music and the soul of that culture. And not everybody does that. And I think that's something that defines you and your music and what makes me feel it.
I mean, I think with all of the arts, music is about mostly about feeling. And I think when recordings get too premeditated, you know, people spend time thinking about things all the time, then you sort of tend to lose the spirit of things. So for me, it's always good to be in the place that gives you that vibe. And I think a lot of the time I don't really get inspired about things unless I'm in an interesting place. So I'll just be like sitting around going, oh my God, I can never make music ever again. I don't feel like doing it. I hate the sound of it. I don't want to do anything. And then suddenly, you know, I'll go someplace different and then it just, everything opens up in this whole new world and I get obsessed with, oh, I hear this new song or this artist. And then suddenly it all just sparks again. So there's something about movement and being with people. It's particularly about people as well, I think, because meeting people and especially with the South America, you know, with Brazil, Colombia, Venezuela, Panama, there are so many just things we don't know. You know, we think that the world is somehow smaller because of the internet and things like that, but in some ways we're still so, like, we don't know, you know, unless you're from there or you go there or happen to travel there, you know, you don't know about this music until you get there. So
well, let's get into some of the music that you've chosen to share with us today for My Mix. And what's the first track that you have for us here, Will?
Well, yeah, for this I selected a track that was, for me, something that really turned me on to electronic music and sort of the concepts of soundscapes. I was studying sound engineering when I was 16, and I don't know, this was just a song that really opened up kind of this world to me that I'd never heard before, and it's Goldie's Inner City Life. Come to me in those open arms is where I wanna be.
Inner City Life by Goldie. I mean, I grew up with Metalheads era drum and bass, and so Goldie was always kind of, he was the guy. I'm happy that you picked that song.
Yeah, it's a good one. I grew up in the West Midlands, and you know, a lot of this music came out of Wolverhampton and that scene there, and I had a friend who was involved in the scene. He used to tell me, he was like, yeah, Goldie, yeah, he programmed all of this this music on an Atari ST. And I was like, oh my God, this is like, in a way, it was just really like a good lesson, because as a producer, it was like, wow, you can make all these like sophisticated, like kind of soundscapey sounds with really beautiful emotion, but you can do it, you know, with an Atari. So
he's a drum and bass renaissance man of the highest order. Okay, then the next song you have here for us is a more traditional one.
Yeah, this is a song from an accordion player called Hildaldo Montoya, who's from Medellin, Colombia. I'm into really from the North Coast. They're kind of Afro-Colombian players like Alejo Duran, or there's Andres Landero, Enrique Diaz. But Hildaldo Montoya was an accordion player from Medellin who was actually a kind of comedian, guitarist, kind of singer, and he just got picked up this kind of accordion thing and got into it. And he's a big influence on my playing as an accordion player. He was, unfortunately, that his last LP pictures him with a motorbike on the cover, and that his producer had bought for him. And he died in a motorcycle accident in the 70s. And yeah, he's just a great player, and I love his sound. And this is Hildaldo Montoya with a song called Valle Solano.
So you play accordion, you also play just about every instrument under the sun. Guitar, bass, accordion, trombone or trumpet?
No. I have played saxophones on records.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was something that I read that indicated that you played a horn also, and I was just like, Jesus, this guy is like...
Yeah, I mean, really competently, probably accordion and guitar and bass, probably the most competent playing. And, you know, on records, you credit to playing things, but, I mean, it's not like I can sit down and, you know, I wouldn't be able to play at a dinner party or anything. They wouldn't have me. They just wouldn't have me there, but I'd be serving cocktails probably. Yeah. So.
We can maybe hire you to be a roving accordion player at a wedding or something. Yeah. Let's listen to the next song that you have picked out here.
Yeah, this is a track from kind of a modern producer called Nicola Cruz, and it's a song called La Cosecha. And Nicola is a producer based out of Ecuador, really interesting sound. He's kind of a new generation of Latin Americans who have kind of digging into this, the kind of rootsy sound, kind of has these earth tone things going on, but also at the same time quite progressive with the production and modern beats. Very, yeah, kind of detailed version of like Ecuadorian folklore. I really like it. We'll be right back. That was La Cosecha by Nicola Cruz, Ecuadorian-based producer. Recently played with him, DJed with him in Chile, and got to know his music personally and got to know him also, and great guy, and love his music.
And so you've been doing a lot of DJ sets yourself, as well as, you know, the full-blown Quantic show, correct?
Yeah, I regularly tour as a DJ and spend a lot of time also looking for records as well. And yeah, my life revolves around pretty much around records.
Have you done, I know you were just in, you were in Berkeley last night. Have you hit up any record stores out there? Did you go to any when you were in San Francisco, or have you found some time to do some record shopping out here? We've got some pretty solid record stores.
I didn't have time this time. I've always gone via Groove Merchant since kind of the first time I came to SoundFan. That was a kind of destination for me. And those guys always have great music. And it's also, you know, it's also not always about what you come out of the record store with. It's also about the kind of experience and people and like kind of, yeah, getting involved with music. And I was recently working at my friend's pressing plant, and my friend has got a vinyl pressing plant in New Jersey, Argentinian friend, and he said, yeah, it's like, you know, when people forgot about the record and they start, you know, talking about CDs or MP3s, it was like, they, you know, like football had removed the football from the game, and everyone was like, well, what happens now? You know, we don't have a football. And it's kind of like that with records, you know, once you... It's something about it, even if you don't end up coming out of a record store with it. Like, there's something about just being around them and it being a physical thing and being in your life, which is just really important. And I really enjoy going to record stores for that reason.
Excellent. I think for me, what got me into records later, you know, later in life, not when I was younger, I was a kid with CDs and MP3s, but it's music that I feel like we should have listened to and we never did. But we have these relics waiting for us find and discover, you know. Let's listen to the next song that you have picked out here.
Yeah, so this is kind of one of James Brown's many, many, many great songs. It's hard to pick one because there's just so many. Just the groove on this I love. It's Drive Your Funky Soul. It was came out on Polydor, and it's kind of, I dig it also because he kind of has like these shout outs at the end, and he's like shouting out different countries, and it just shows like it's kind of at the apex of like, you know, James Brown's success and him just like shouting out all the countries he's toured to and stuff like that. And just the band is so hot. I was obsessed for a long time with James Brown, and particularly with the kind of drum sound and the kind of feel, because it's just all about the groove, you know. Ah!
The thing that gets me in the beginning of that one is the horns kind of reminds me of that William Onyebayor, like Pharoah Sanders style horn arrangements. And that's definitely something I've heard in your music as well.
Yeah, definitely during the era of, you know, the Quantic Soul Orchestra, so albums like Pushing On and these records, Tropidelico, these kind of earlier Quantic records. I just really got into this kind of idea of a band playing in a room, and I know that sounds like a silly concept, but it's like, you know, growing up with computers and samplers, and like it was kind of, I had to get back to this concept of putting people into the same room and the mics there and kind of getting it together. And it also, it's funny because it takes a certain caliber of musician to be able to play like that. It's just like those players, you can't just get in the room and funk out like that. You rely on a certain type of player who really can get, has the feel and the touch to do it, and doesn't play too loud, doesn't play, you know, too hard, and all these things, you know, that it's very delicate kind of details that kind of hold these things together. And yeah, I don't know. It's just like badass as well. I mean, that's the bottom line. Just like really hot. Can you imagine coming away from that recording, you know, like whatever time of night it was, and just having heard that live? Wow.
Sweating.
Yeah.
Speaking of badass, the horn player that you're touring with now is Sylvester Onyedziaka. And I don't think that people realize that he's played with Prince, and he's played with Taylor Swift, and he plays with Quantic, and he's currently on tour with you now. So how long have you known him for?
Yeah, I met Sly a couple of years ago in New York through a good friend, Brian Cross, B Plus photographer from LA, and he hit me to these Sly Fifth Ave songs. I heard them on SoundCloud, and I was like, he was doing, you know, versions of Rihanna and like just different stuff in like chamber kind of orchestra format with beautiful like slow like kind of tenor horn lines over the top, and I just really loved it. And I don't know, there was just like some great connection there, and we met, and he was living in Brooklyn too, so we just started working together and touring together, and it's been great. I mean, he's such a great personality, and musically he's extremely talented arranger, and you know, I mean, he's just a great composer also, and piano player, and yeah, his own music is great.
Let's jump to the next track that you have here for us.
This is a track from King Tubby. It's called A Living Dub. I've really been getting into a lot of dub, just again because it's kind of like coming away from this the kind of art of computers, you know, plugins, and like everyone can produce music now. So anyone, which is great, right? You know, even with your phone, you can make a song. You can. There's just a compared to say 10 years ago when things were quite hard to do and expensive, now it's relatively easy. But there's something quite nice about trying to do things. How do I explain? Like with, for instance, with dub, everything is live, so you're triggering echoes and you're triggering the making these sort of soundscapes, and you're sort of dissecting the song structure live. You're sitting in a console, you have the tape machine, you have all these tape echoes running and hissing and reverbs, and there's something very real about that experience, and I really have enjoyed getting back into that music because of that.
He that loves to exalt himself shall be obeyed. Thank you.
Cool. And so that song kind of, I hear those sounds coming through in A Life Worth Living, which is a newer song that you have out with Alice Russell, who you've worked with a ton in the past. Tell us a little bit about that.
So on this song, I recorded it in Los Angeles, and it kind of sits with that concept of recording everyone in the same room. So I worked with a drummer called Santa Davis, who is one of the original members of the Aggravators and played on a lot of the original King Tubby recordings, actually probably on that last King Tubby recording also. And worked with him on drums and a great bass player called Fabian Cook, and put together the kind of basically the rhythm sections for this record. And then on top of that, went kind of circumnavigated the globe a little bit with different kind of collaborations with singers. And I mean, for me, really, like, the one thing that's being lost with, like, the age of computers is this, like, more kind of tape sound. This very, I mean, it exists in rock, and it exists in a lot of, like, rock recordings. But, you know, it's really nice to do, like, a reggae recording onto tape, and really to try to keep that kind of vintage sound.
And now here's A Life Worth Living featuring U-Roy and Alice Russell by Quantic.
Every time I tell I
So that song is going to appear on an album that you have coming up later this year. What's that album called again?
The album is called 1000 Watts, and it'll be out this summer, and that's the forthcoming single from that lovely record.
Well, Will, thank you so much for joining us. We enjoyed the mix, and we're looking forward to the new album coming out.
Thank you.
Money on land and money on sea. I got $1,000 in New York just waiting on me.
This has been My Mix with Quantic bandleader Will Holland. What I really appreciate about Will is how his music's a product of the world around him, no matter where he is. And I know what you're saying, isn't that how all artists approach their music? But with Will, it's more than that. When he's interested in making music that comes from a particular part of the world, he literally goes there to feel the music firsthand. And I'm hard-pressed to think of many artists that continue to explore their creative intuition quite like that. To hear more from Quantic, head over to our blog at noisepop.com/podcast. You'll also find additional info and links that were mentioned in this episode. And look out for our next episode in 2 weeks, where we'll bring you a new edition of our Noisemaker series. Be sure to subscribe if you haven't already, and we'd love to see your ratings and read your comments in iTunes and on Stitcher. The Noise Pop Podcast is produced by Ashley Ann Krigbaum. Our executive producer is Dawson Ludwig. Special thanks to Quantic's Will Holland for joining us on today's episode, as well as Different First Studios for sharing their space with us. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli. Cheers.
This episode of the Noise Pop Podcast is powered by Do the Bay.
Let's check out arts.
Okay, let's check out the arts.
Okay, and then we can just scroll
the best resource for finding out what's going on in the Bay Area and beyond.
And then there's happy hours.
Staff picks at the Roxy Theater. Oh, that's really cool.
Curated by locals for locals, Do the Bay is the number one event site in the Bay.
And then, wait, what? How's the map work? You can search this area.
Win tickets to hundreds of events, secret shows, exclusive parties, and more.
I am seriously going to add this to my phone.
Visit dothebay.com or download the free Do Stuff app and start doing awesome stuff.
That's what we want to do.